Hey, good morning, everyone. Dave Weiner here. It's Thursday, June 14th, 2012. I know this day because it's 10 years to the day that I quit smoking. And there's a blog post on scripting.com that explains how that came about. It was probably the most traumatic period of my entire life, I have to say. And that's what it would take to get me to quit smoking because, you know, I would remember being there thinking while I was waiting to have, you know, my chest ripped open and possibly not even, like, come out of this, thinking, well, you know, I might not quit smoking, but, you know, there are a lot of things that are good about having a big crisis in your life, and this particular crisis had one advantage. It put me in the hospital for one solid week, and I couldn't even get up. I mean, I could get up, actually, but I could never get myself out of the hospital and into a car and to go buy a pack of cigarettes. There was no way to get cigarettes. And because they were unavailable to me, that took me through probably the worst part of the withdrawal. I didn't even experience it because, you know, I had other things to deal with. And my body lost a big piece of its physical dependency on nicotine while I was dealing with that. I wouldn't recommend that as a method, but it's if there were a way that you could pay somebody some money and lock you up irrevocably for a week, it probably would help people quit. It might not be the nicest week of your life, but it would, you know, give you a lot more weeks, probably. In the end. But anyway, that's not why I picked up the iPhone here to do a little podcast. I just read a blog post by Matthew Ingram, and it's a great post, and I love the fact that the message is starting to get out that we need to have an independent answer to the news distribution of the future question. It can't just be inside of one or two or N companies, silos. It just doesn't work. We were given the gift of the web, and we've now forgotten what a gift it was, I think, is the way I would look at it, because we are in a danger of squandering it, and not a good thing to do. And I think that a lot of the people whose livelihoods and ideals depend on this don't have experience inside of the tech industry like I do, and I don't think that they have a good picture of how these sorts of things play out. And, you know, I don't claim to be any smarter or wiser than anybody. I just happen to have been through this a few times, and I know the playbook. It's like having been a football player, that I know how football's played. And I know it not just from the outside view, but I know it from the inside view. And I've been around long enough and have seen enough cycles to know that there are repeating things and techniques that work. And one of them is this, okay? So you want to enter a market, and you're like the 800-pound gorilla, and you're not in the market. But there is a market. There are some much smaller entities already in that market. And some of them you're not scared of. Some of them you are. Some of them you might consider buying. Others, absolutely not. And you are determined that in a certain period of time, this is going to be a growth area for you. This is going to be a direction which your company is going, that it is going to grow. It may gain some profitability. It may gain a lot of users. It may be a strategic thing in that, like, you knock out some competitor that you need to knock out. Whatever the reason, you've chosen, this is a place I want to be, and I'm going to get there. Now, there's a long way and a short way to do this. One shortcut is tried and true. It's partnership. What you do is you're the big 800-pound gorilla. Everybody knows you. Everybody wants to do a deal with you, okay? Now, that's one advantage right there. Now, in the past, IBM was there. I remember being at a conference with every leading member of the software industry. This is a very early meeting, and IBM was showing us all TopView. And TopView was a windowing system. It was going to eat the lunch of everything that had a window. And we all believed them. They came up and said, "We are going to eat the lunch of everything that has a window." And we all go, "Oh, you're IBM. You're big. You say you're going to take over. We believe you." That was a mistake. And turns out nobody paid the price for that mistake because IBM's product was ridiculously incompetent and they weren't able to do it. They weren't able to pull it off. And it happens over and over again. However, I got to say that sometimes they do pull it off. And what they do is they get four or five, let's say there are 20 players in the market. They get four or five well-known, recognizable brands and they do basically a very one-sided deal with them. They say, "Look, we're going to let you be an insider here. We're going to get out." Oh, it's not so one-sided. They're going to promote you. They're going to say, "This is our friend, the Wall Street Journal. And this is our other friend, the New York Times. And here's another one of our friends, CNET. And here's another one that we love, WordPress. I think they did it." We don't even know who they did deals with. They said a few of them. They said the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. But it looks like they've got a few other deals out there. We don't know what they are. Now, what they just did was they freaked out every other one that is not inside. They're all running around. "How can we get inside? How can we get inside?" Their phones ringing off the hook. Now, if there was something Twitter wanted from any of these companies, now's the time to ask for it because they're going to get it. They might not even have to ask for it. These guys are having meetings. "Why didn't we get the deal? Why are we out?" And they're in. "Oh, well, maybe it's because we did this, and they didn't like that. So we'll undo that and see if that changed anything." So, in other words, people are trying to guess what it is that kept them out, you know, and they're undoing it. It's all to no avail. None of it is going to make a difference. They're either going to offer to buy you or they're not. And they're probably, my guess in this case is, they're seeing how far they can go before they have to buy anybody. Because they're going to control... if they become the new system of the future. Now, I'm not saying that's a foregone conclusion, but it's looking better every year that there isn't a realistic challenge to them. It's looking better and better and better for them. It doesn't get worse, it gets better. And so it isn't going to change the outcome one way or the other, whether they partner with you or not. And it does... help make it easier for them. They don't have to, and they will be able to bootstrap. They'll learn from these partners. They'll see what works, what doesn't work. They won't have to pay anything for it. All this experimentation is going to be done by their partners. And once it's understood what works and what doesn't, now they can throttle it. They can completely control access to the market. They say, "Well, we changed our mind. We don't actually want partners anymore, and we're just going to buy one of you guys." And it could be the New York Times, could be the Washington Post, could be both of them, could be none of them. It could be we're just going to hire your reporters and not buy your company. That I've seen that happen in tech over and over again. "We're just going to hire your employees. They want to work for us. They don't want to work for you." And it's true. They would probably jump at the opportunity to move because there's upside. Twitter pays better salaries. Twitter stock is worth something. It looks good on the resume, and everybody knows these media companies are toast. They're not going anywhere. So Twitter wouldn't have any trouble hiring your employees. And by the way, by partnering with you, they get to know your employees, and they get to figure out which ones are good and which ones aren't. I don't know that I would, if they came knocking and I were in your place, I don't know that I wouldn't do it. I might do it. I mean, how are you going to avoid doing it? How are you going to explain that to your board? Okay, we said no. Well, what's your alternative? And that's your problem. Your problem is that you don't have an alternative. You don't have another way to reach the users of Twitter, the people who Now, if there was an alternative to Twitter, then and it was good, and it had, suppose it turns out this feature is the new feature, the Twitter Cards feature, where you can put more than 140 characters, and you can have, you know, a nice picture. Come on, we all know that that works. We all know that that is much more news than 140 characters and a link. It's much more. It's going to work. We knew it. Now, why is it that you guys couldn't have done that 4 years ago? I mean, it wasn't a very well-kept secret that they needed to go here. This was understood. And the answer is, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's an old industry. Maybe it doesn't have any entrepreneurial blood left in it. But I do know that it's going to have to get some if it's going to make this turn. Otherwise, the tech industry is going to end up owning news. And I don't think that's a really good thing. I think that's actually a really bad thing. I think when news needs to be vibrant, it needs to be competitive, it needs to be a level playing field, it does not need to be run by Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley running news is a prescription of news that is strictly there. I mean, it's going to be, believe it or not, if you can believe it, it's going to be worse than CNN. It's a very company town place. There's not much dissent tolerated. You have to, if you go along with the flow, you can make a huge amount of money, but there's no opportunity for dissent. And if you're an employee working at one of these news organizations, if you jump ship, that's what you're jumping into. It may look good on the resume, it may pay better, it may have good stock options, but it's really hard to see how you're a reporter anymore. I mean, I know that's a harsh statement, but it's and at first it may not be a problem, but eventually it's going to be a problem. Anyway, that's what I wanted to say. It's you can figure out the conclusion. If you're smart, you know what the answer is. And the answer is, come on, let's develop a competitive system and one that's open and where you don't have to do any strategic deals with any companies to upgrade your content. Okay? Everybody should be able to do that anytime they want or not. And that was what was so cool about the web, and that's what we want. We don't want to throw that away. I don't want to throw that away. Anyway, that's it. This is a blog, podcast or whatever. Anyway, podcast. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.